4月29号星期五晚上，美国神韵巡回艺术团在新泽西表演艺术中心的首场演出吸引了不少当地政府官员。纽瓦克市长办公室的首席政策顾问 Ty Cooper 观看神韵后兴奋不已，一上来就用标准的中文表达他对神韵的热爱。
我爱神韵。Is that pretty good?
首次观看神韵的 Ty Cooper 女士对神韵的方方面面都赞不绝口。
I loved it. I love Lady on the Moon. I thought the whole thing was brilliant. It was beautiful. The history, the culture, the art, the religion behind it, it was spectacular.
I love it. It's something that you learn so much from, really. I think it's very educational.And everybody should have the chance to at least see the show.
I thought everything was so beautiful. And just the fact that they hold so tight to their culture, I thought is so beautiful. And to their religion, the fact that they'll even fight for their religion in a peaceful manner is so beautiful. And the fact that they showed that throughout the play, I thought was amazing.
It brings you like connected to heaven and God at the same time. So I love history and I love the heritage of this culture.And that's really what attracted me to come every year.
I wish I could dance like that. The dancing was amazing. The artistry, just the flexibility, the craft, the precision. It was amazing. It really was.
Ty Cooper 女士表示，神韵演出不仅赏心悦目，歌词更是发人深省。
I was really glad they translated part of it in English so you could understand when they talked about how we're losing our humanity. I thought the lyrics were very beautiful and how to come back to ourselves. I thought that was really profound as well.
最后，她还呼吁每个人都来看神韵。
Come and see神韵, it was amazing. Come see it at NJ Pack in Newark, New Jersey.
新唐人记者李欣，新泽西报道。
4月30号下午，美国神韵巡回艺术团在纽瓦克市的新泽西表演艺术中心的第二场演出中，不少父母带孩子慕名而来。新泽西一家小学的副校长一家三口也一同来观看神韵，度过了一个难忘的午后。
It really exceeded my expectations. You know, I was interested in the Chinese culture and Sienna as a dancer, but I was blown away. There's not words.It's amazing.
It is just magnificent. The costumes are so beautiful and the dancers are unbelievable. It's so good to look at other cultures and what they have to offer us. And oh, I'm just having a wonderful time.
And it's just absolutely beautiful. The scenery, the choreography, the music's fantastic. The story that's being told is one that needs to be told. It's just absolutely amazing. It really is.
谈到神韵所呈现的中华文化，周安表示
I think it's a very rich culture, very artistic culture, and something I never expected. Because I've never seen anything like this dance.
The biggest thing I learned was the timeline from 5,000 years ago. And, you know, we get caught up in our busy life, and I feel like what the Chinese culture is now, it doesn't even reflect what it was, you know, from a long time ago, going on the timeline. It's just amazing.
最后 Giannadi 先生希望神韵在新泽西有更多的演出。
I think this is an unbelievable experience that needs to be shown more in New Jersey. I know it was in New York for an extended time, but I think it should try to have some more acts in New Jersey, more shows, definitely.
新唐人记者李欣，新泽西报道。
4月29号晚，新泽西表演艺术中心迎来了美国神韵巡回艺术团今年在新泽西州的首场演出，不少观众慕名而来，度过了一个感人而又难忘的夜晚。
4月29日，美国神韵巡回艺术团在新泽西表演艺术中心的首场演出全场爆满，观众纷纷表示神韵让他们感动落泪。
I love it very much. I'm originally from Bulgaria, so I very much relate to some of the dances and are showing the oppression which sadly is still the citizen of China is still experiencing. And coming from a country that used to be a communist-led country, I know the pain and the suffering that exists. So it came very dear to me, actually. I had tears in my eyes.
It was so moving. I found myself crying when the gals were singing. Their voices just went right through me, and the storyline. I don't think I was so touched by this show tonight. It was amazing, just totally amazing.
Sadly, the fact that there's still, as I said, this kind of oppression that exists in China today. Sometimes we forget that there's still people such as ourselves, that their daily lives are controlled by the government.
I feel touching because I think I've gotten closer to the people of China just by being part of this show tonight, the culture and their history and understanding what's going on over there. It made me feel that they opened their hearts to me and I let them in. It was just so beautiful.
I can only say that they've done an amazing job. This is a very inspiring event. They're so light, almost like air. I'm amazed how they can move so lightly and at the same time show so much possession and power on the stage. It's very, very impressive.
新唐人记者李欣，新泽西报道。
4月29号晚，美国神韵巡回艺术团在纽瓦克市的新泽西表演艺术中心举行首场演出，吸引了大纽约地区的主流精英们纷纷前来欣赏。华尔街金融监管局首席监察官 Elizabeth Case 女士赞叹神韵是有着千百年历史的艺术精品。
I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was really colorful and lively and just a lot of great talent. But I also wanted to share with the audience that I thought it was, I've been going to museums here, studying a lot of Chinese art, and it seems to me to be a product of many hundreds of years. I think it's really well connected with the past. If you notice, it's very literary as well as musical, which is not exactly the way European dance and art is. It's very different. Very unique, and I had a great time. I want to thank you very much.
Elizabeth Case 女士在担任华尔街金融监管局首席监察官之前，还曾担任过几家大型金融机构的资本市场与财务部副总裁。她在大学期间曾主修艺术历史。谈到中华文化，她表示。
It's very complex. I think this is just a taste of a depth of experiences that we're all going to have even more of, I hope. Yes, I think I learned some new stories that I had not heard of before. So sort of like the Monkey King.
新唐人记者李欣，新泽西报道。
四月三十号下午，美国神韵巡回艺术团在新泽西表演艺术中心的第二场演出继续爆满。来自古巴的天主教会神职人员萨拉女士从大幕一拉开就开始落泪，整场演出让她激动不已，惊叹创世主就在这里。
Well, I really love the show, and in my opinion, this is providential because now values are gone. Faith has taken a secondary plane at everybody's life. No wonder we're going in the direction we are going. So, in a way, you can compare faith with the arts. The noble arts are transmitting a noble message, which is our relationship with the Creator, regardless of your religion. This is the only thing that is going to bring us to values, to moral, to everything that is lost in our society today. So to me, this was a public manifestation of faith, and it's meaningful to me because it's coming from a communist country. I also come from a communist country, and what saved me is my faith that my mother instilled in me in the midst of the oppression. So to me, this is priceless, and I am very thankful for that. And I want to share it with everybody because if we don't have faith, we're done.
最后 ，Sarah 表示，任何宗教信仰的人都应该来看神韵。
Well, I would like to invite everybody to really make a sacrifice and come. We waste so much money in things that are really not important. And this, it doesn't matter what your faith is. There is only one God, and this is it. This is the wealth. Please come and see this show because this is magnificent. It's worth it. The quality and everything and the message.
新唐人记者李欣，新泽西报道。
4月30号下午，美国神韵巡回艺术团在纽瓦克市的新泽西表演艺术中心举办了今年在当地的第二场演出，剧场再次爆满，连加票也一售而空。观众感叹，神韵呈现出真正的中华文化。
It's fantastic, very good. I've been to Hong Kong before, but I've never seen anything really like this. and I think it's educational. There's a lot of beauty to it, and so it's something that I would really say that people should see, because you get a different idea of the Chinese culture seeing this than one normally gets through his lifetime, really. So it's very, very lovely to see.
The dancing was like floating on air. The dancers looked like they were just floating. It was absolutely gorgeous, and I loved the costumes. They were so colorful and complemented the dance.
It was absolutely magnificent. The grace and beauty on that stage is undeniable. I really enjoyed it.
在神韵高超的艺术造诣之外，人们还从神韵中体会到深层的内涵。
It's not only in the style and in the performance, but it's in the message of what the show shows that makes the difference. It's the story behind the dance that really enthralls you too.
It was exhilarating, and it did send a message, and it made me more aware of some of the internal struggles of the country.
I think it gives you a different perspective on the Chinese culture, because everything has been so negative over these many, many years. And you don't see the beauty of the Chinese culture as this is portrayed here. And so you get a different depth of understanding of the Chinese people and what their culture really has and the beauty of their culture.
新唐记者李欣，新泽西报道。
I am very amazed with this spectacular. It's touched my heart. I feel divine, and I feel a sense of respect and a very beautiful coordination. I want to congratulate everyone who was able to perform here and your message and all you're doing to make us understand that we are very true and valuable. I have no way to express how grateful am I to be here today. I am absolutely with no word. Thank you so much.
It was
the most beautiful spectacular I have seen in my whole life. Thank you so much. I was almost crying in each one of the scenarios where they were representing the battle between the good and the bad and how heaven is here now and is waiting for us just to do what our heart says. Thank you so much.
I thought that it was the most wonderful piece of beauty I have ever seen.And if more people would look at it and see it, they would know what this life is all about. It was just wordless. I cannot say anymore. It was just perfect. Not only the dancing and everything, but what it's trying to say about God and all. We'd have a better world if we all believed in something good.
This is all about love.And it's love universally. It's not love to divide us. We may look different, but it's a love that's universal. And you gotta understand, just the fact that these people would do this on a daily basis, you travel all over the country to spread love, is awesome.
最后，尼寇希望人们都来看神韵，因为神韵可以改变人生。
Oh, they have to come. They need to come. It will change their life.That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for this time, for listening to us, and for everything, just for making it. I mean, thank you so much for your time, your effort, and everything. It takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication, and it's symmetric and perfect in much ways. Thank you so much for doing it for us.
新唐人记者李欣，新泽西报道。
I was knocked out.That was great.
Yes, I'm just having a blast. It's one of the things that is the most beautiful show I've ever seen.
I love it. The dancing and the costumes are just absolutely gorgeous. I love the jumps and the tumbling. It's the way it works together. It's just amazing.
So it must be a perfect timing kind of a thing. I'm sure it takes a lot of practice to get that perfect. But as soon as somebody flew onto the stage, somebody was coming up behind it. And that was...that was pretty magical.
Really emotional. It's very deep down in roots, and you can feel that he's really meaning the words that he's singing. And I like the translation so we can understand and feel with him as he sings along.
It's unbelievable how much color there is. And the mix of the audience is interesting. It looks to me like you have about a 95% attendance this evening, which is wonderful. And the crowd has been so responsive.
舞蹈节目改编不了的心让观众感悟良多。
I lived in the Soviet era. I know what it's like. And that kind of touches down to me because I know what it feels like. It really is hurtful, but at the same time, I can see the courage that I see in them for coming back to it and just keep on practicing it.
That's at the heart of the universe, really, isn't it? You know, peace and love and respect for humankind and the understanding that there is a something greater beyond us eternally. And yeah, obviously that was expressed.
美国神韵纽约艺术团五月四号在威奇多市还有最后一场演出。新唐人记者安心杨丽，堪萨斯州威奇多市报道。
It's excellent on every level. The music, the actors, the scenery, the costumes, everything just flows so smoothly.
I'm really in awe of them and very appreciative of their talent.
The classic Chinese dance is beautiful. It's wonderful to see a part of Asia and China that I don't think we normally get to see here in the States.
I enjoyed the flowing costumes and how they would bundle up their sleeves to make it appear almost like a flower, and then they would shoot the sleeves out again.
Take something limp and just fling it up and have it come back.
Whether they was coming in and then the people would come up and everything. That to me, that's fascinating. I like that.
I had no idea that it was going to be kind of a commentary on Chinese culture in the past and also in the future.
Your history and everything is wonderful. I mean, our country's fairly new as a country, especially when we compare it to a country that's been in existence for thousands of years.
The traditions of such a very ancient culture are being preserved and celebrated. I think we need more of that in this world.
I think everybody should come to see it.
新唐记者安心杨丽，堪萨斯州威奇托市报道。
But the show is absolutely wonderful. The precision of the dancing, the costumes and everything is absolutely wonderful. It tells a great story. It's one of the greatest things I've seen. To me, it has a deeper meaning. It's not just a show, because a lot of the culture is so deep. And here in America, we know very little about the deepness of the Chinese culture. And this is a good way for people to learn.
布莱恩夫妇也赞叹神韵的音乐和舞蹈打破语言与文化障碍，完美展现中华文化的深刻内涵。
So graceful and so petite, and they just glide across.
I especially liked the technical aspects of the show. Of course, the sound, the backdrop, the scenery.
Music and dance transcends languages, cultures, everything. And you can speak through dance and music without having to use words.
The entire message to me was really one of tranquility and really more rest, kind of slow down, rather than the hectic pace of life. Let's just slow down and enjoy it.
新唐人记者安心杨丽，堪萨斯州威奇托市报道。莫甘尼斯女士为自己的母亲和兄弟的岳母购买了神韵票，作为母亲节厚礼。
It was so beautiful, I almost cried.
And it was just a beautiful, lovely performance. It just lifted my spirits.
I think someone said that it was good for the soul, and it was. It made us feel light and believe in all things possible. It was very inspirational. Universal principle of compassion, tolerance.
We need love, understanding, and tolerance because we're all created of the same universe.
甘莫尼斯女士的表姐则对神韵歌曲的深刻内涵感悟良多。
That the idea that life is suffering and that our suffering comes from attachment and avoidance, and just that universal ideal that we can live a happier and better life by letting go of these kinds of feelings.
波扎斯女士也与女儿和孙女三代人共享神韵，这也是她母亲节的礼物。
For Mother's Day, as a Mother's Day present, what a wonderful present.
The dancing, the colors, the dresses, everything was just really spectacular.
The way the people came in from the pictures,
And from the background pictures, and also when they went back in, it was just amazing.
Perform their faith and that they're really restricted in that. And that's something that we are not used to. And that was really an eye-opener.
新台记者安心杨丽，堪萨斯州为其托市报道。
来自中国大陆15岁的留学生张同学和其寄宿家庭一起观看了美国神韵纽约剧团5月4号在堪萨斯州为其托市的最后一场演出。他赞叹神韵复兴被破坏了的中华传统文化让他非常的感动和敬佩。来看报道。我觉得这场晚会办得非常有意义，对于中国人来说非常有意义，因为在我们中国 传统文化几乎已经被政治观念所覆盖了，几乎你的政治观念是比所有东西都重要的，所以他们尽全力会消灭一些从传统文化中会来颠覆他们政治、他们权力的东西，所以他们会尽量去磨灭它在我们的文化中。我觉得在这场晚会能体验到这个快被磨灭的文化。 这场演出和我们在学校里平时接触的完全不一样，我们的学校接触的差不多都是被我们的政治观念所束缚，所以我们不能充分的说服我们的观念。我比较感动就是那个小和尚斗红卫兵，那个表演的非常的形象，就是在文革时期我们学习所了解的，真就是那样，许多善良的 善良文明人被迫害，政治迫害，也对。在文革时期，我们也是在课本中学过，很多名人、读书人、有文化的人遭受政治迫害，就因为他们政治思想不统一，违背了主席的观念，所以遭受迫害，可谓10年的文革中国文化损失殆尽。
张同学的寄宿家庭成员也非常喜欢神韵的演出。I
think it's absolutely magnificent. It is beautiful. It is. I've laughed already. I've cried. Certainly been inspired already. The most touching moment was, no question, was the persecution. That was tough to see. And understanding it still happens today, that's disheartening.
I like it very much. Beautiful costumes. And it's interesting to learn some of the culture.
新台记者安心杨丽，堪萨斯州为其托市报道。